106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Lake Louise site guidelines allowing for the potential expansion of the Lake Louise Ski Resort, although nothing has been applied for or approved at this point in time. But a lot of people are really concerned about this. The federal government doesn't seem to be listening. They said they're not going to be reviewing this decision. So where do you go from here? The United Nations.
There are avenues of appeal when we're dealing with land that is in a UNESCO World Heritage Site, as Banff National Park is. Parks Canada approved the site guidelines the day before the last federal election was called. And there was some concern at the time that it had been rushed through. A lot of people felt that it should be reviewed by the minister. From what I gather, the minister said last week in Banff, they're not going to do it. And I think from a legal perspective, in order for the government to backtrack on approving site guidelines that a business in a national park has put forward, would present some challenges.
Yeah.
So Stephen Woodley, who's a former scientist for Parks Canada, and a number of other high-level officials who have retired or are no longer with Parks Canada, really objected to the approval of the site guidelines and their content at the time. So now he has forwarded a petition to the UNESCO Heritage Committee to review this. The site guidelines create the potential for things to happen, and it's really the long-range plans, but there is concern in the conservation community that it goes too far. Whether or not it's something that will be reviewed is still to be seen.
This type of review, wouldn't that typically happen for a UNESCO heritage site that was, say, under threat of being like blown up by ISIS or in a conflict zone or something a little bit more extreme than a ski resort wanting to expand a little bit?
If you feel like the National Parks Act sets out that ecological integrity is the primary driver for having a national park, then when private businesses are granted provisions in these types of plans to do things in areas that are extremely sensitive, there is question about whether or not this is a commercialization of our protected areas and our national parks. It's a debate that as a country, because we own these parks, we should be having the approval of the Lake Louise guidelines. Saw this debate happen then, and the debate will continue. What is the appropriate use of these park lands when we enter into agreements with businesses who operate in the national parks? Lake Louise, Sunshine, Norquay, other than Jasper, there's no other ski hills in national parks. So it is up to our federal departments to appropriately manage this.